probably I could probably sneak you in to the Charles Mansion. And we could try the spaghetti sauce, which would make Big Fatty incredibly jealous.
I think he would appreciate that we ate it and tested it instead of him.
We could tell him that, but instead bring back a Ziploc bag. Ah. So when I return here to South Carolina, I could hand Fatty a Ziploc bag of the Gourmet pizza sauce. Or spaghetti sauce, whatever the fuck
spaghetti
it is.
Spaghetti sauce. You know what? I hear that if you leave a penny in the sauce, that it shines up real pretty.
Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, helpful travel hint number 42. When entertaining guests, don't overdress the salad.
Ooh, yeah. Nobody likes an overdressed salad.
That's right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
When entertaining guests, don't overdress the salad.
Yes! Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 682 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 14th of September, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's little show. Y'all, I forgot to tell you about the weekend, so I'm going to do that. And y'all, here's another hint of something happening today. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, before I go any further, there are a couple of videos out there on the intertubes that I am going to encourage. I am going to encourage you to go look at. One of them, y'all, one of them is by the little Ozzy Battler. And y'all, he is in Indonesia. And y'all, I thought they were going to live in huts. I thought that he was going to be living in a hut or something. But y'all, he's in a hotel. He is in a hotel. But y'all, I thought it was going to be a hut. And the other one, y'all, that I encourage you to go look at is, y'all, the pod is my co-pilot. Now, I don't know how many of you listen to that on a... y'all, that is once again... some of the stufas, Italian lasagna, and the garden salad, which was not overdressed. No! And the Texas toast. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds lovely, and I bet it tasted just as lovely the second time. But anyway, y'all, go over there, and they have got, I don't remember what song. They dance to, but y'all, it's just as cute as a button. It's as cute as a button. And yes, Big Fatty, just cute as a button. And you ought to go over there and look at it. Now, y'all, I received an e-letter from that Teresa out there in the Seattles. And you know, y'all, you know she's related to Sissy. She's Sissy. And Mother Teresa, but y'all, she said just the nicest thing. Well, first of all, she started off by saying, "What the fuck?" Well, she didn't say "what the fuck," but you know, WTF. I think that's what that stands for. Although it may stand for, "Where's the food?" Big Fatty, only you would come up with "Where's the food?" You are that. Unhappy pants sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, and speaking of people with poopy pants, anyway, let me go back. I'll come back to Teresa in a second. Y'all, before I go on, I was informed on the Twitty that I forgot to tell the story about Miss West, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, him and that Daniel B. Bieber, y'all, they were talking about going out there to the Walnut Hills and sneaking in and getting some of the gourmet spaghetti sauce and an overdressed salad. And, y'all, but Miss West on Sunday, y'all, what he was all poopy about. I mean, he was poopy. He went to the Vons, V-O-N-S. And, y'all, evidently this is a grocer. It is a grocer in the Southern California area. And He was complaining because a loaf of bread costs $5. And Vera piped right in, "Oh, you can get the double fiber bread at the Costco. We buy ours there, y'all." I could have sworn that Vera had a bread truck deliver on a daily basis up there to Walnut Hills. But evidently, I was wrong. No, Big Freddy. But y'all, he was mad about that. Y'all, I sense an angry man letter coming. But anyway, maybe not. I don't know. But y'all, he is happy because he has made his reservation for the G'days. Not the one in Florida, but the one in SoCal. Y'all, I wonder if the bread there is $5 a loaf. I don't know. But y'all, it's the first weekend of October, I believe, that is the G'days. And y'all, my youngest daughter, Nessa, is going to that too. Yes, Big Freddy, that'll be lovely for them. But anyway, y'all, Teresa out there in the Seattle, she says, "WT, where's the food? You scared the shit out of me." Now, she did write that part. "I was catching up on shows, and this is what I come back to. It's a good thing you said episode 3000. I was ready to shoot myself. 3000's a good number. I will have unsubscribed long before that." Y'all, it's just so nice up until that last little, you just got to get that little stinger. Got to get that stinger in. And y'all, then she wrote back later on, and I had written to her, and I said, "Don't you unsubscribe before episode 2999. And she says, "I won't, I promise. You really did scare me, though. I moved over Labor Day." Y'all, by the way, Labor Day, I believe, is the last weekend in May, and Memorial Day is the first weekend in September. So, y'all, she's moved quite a while back. "I moved over Labor Day weekend, and it was pure H-E-double-L. Then my car broke down the day I was supposed to go back to work, and I'm just now getting back into my groove and couldn't take any more bad news." Y'all, getting back into her groove. That sounds vulgar. "So glad you're not quitting. Thanks for sometimes being one of the only normal and constant things in my life, Big Fatty. I don't tell you how much I appreciate you enough." Y'all, that is just the sweetest thing. But y'all, what does that say about your life when Big Fatty is the normal part of it? Oh, Lordy. Y'all, last week, I was trying to figure out how much my starting salary was of $12,464, what that was in today's terms. Y'all, that came... Beaver is trying to get me to play the Words with Friends again. Y'all, there's an alarm that goes off in the lodge. Oh, Big Freddy is recording the show. Get on the Words with Friends. But anyway, y'all, Stevie B up there in the Washington, D.C., y'all, he sent me a little something, and it was from, what is this called? It's called AIER.org, O-R-G. And y'all, you put in the amount of money, and you put in the year of that amount of money, and it tells you what what it's equal to in today's dollars, and you can change the dates around and everything. But y'all, 12th, and Stevie B, thank you so much for doing this, and because y'all, I know he was busy doing those crossword puzzles with the Big Fatty Online Pen, because y'all, he does that every Sunday. It's like a bowel movement doing those crossword puzzles. But y'all, $12,464 in 1980. In today's dollars, that would be $32,778.50. Well, thank goodness, I'm like Jerry Lewis, fly naven lady. I can't do that. Y'all, I'm making at least a dollar more than that in today's dollars. Yes, McFadden, that's lovely. And anyway, and y'all, I got an e-letter from I'm gonna save that one for tomorrow, cause y'all, this one's exciting. This is from a new listener who has sent me some special things. But y'all, over the weekend, Friday night, y'all, we had the LFC, and y'all, it was just a pure tea shitstorm. And but y'all, I'm just the pretty one there, and y'all, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Y'all, the whole LFC studio turned to shit. Y'all, the mixer, and y'all, why he has the Hamilton Beach up in the podcast studio is beyond me. But y'all, he had the Hamilton Beach mixer up there, and he was trying to do a podcast at the same time. And y'all, that it's a recipe for disaster. It's kind of like that spaghetti sauce and an overdressed salad. It is a recipe for disaster. Ah, Big Freddy, you always love to tickle yourself. But, it was a 35-minute mic check. And and then we finally did, and Vader was pissed. He was pissed. And, y'all, everybody was coming out of the woodwork. Mr. Vader, we'll be more than happy to buy you a new mixer if you could just get a Sunbeam this time. And so I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, like I said, I'm just the pretty one there, y'all. But then on Friday night, what did we do Friday night? Y'all, I didn't do a damn thing. Didn't do pure tea, nothing. And then on Saturday, y'all, I had a gown day. It was a gown weekend, y'all, because I just didn't want to get out of my gown, you know. I just wanted to just be sloven. I was just a slovenly gown day. But y'all, Saturday I just piddled around. Oh, I know what I did. Friday night, I put a turkey breast in the slow cooker. And y'all, on Friday, y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all, on Friday, I went to the Publix. That's, yes, Big Friday. How did you forget about that? But I did this before the LFC. And y'all, the penny coupon was, what was the penny coupon this week? It wasn't anything terribly exciting. I don't really remember what it was right now. And Big Friday, are you looking for it right now? I am looking for it right now. But y'all, I don't see it. Special price, okay. No, I do not see it. But anyway, y'all, I bought some fresh rosemary, and I put that into the slow cooker along with some celery and salt and pepper, and y'all, it just cooked overnight. And y'all, Saturday morning, I took it out of the slow cooker, and y'all, it was just lovely. And I put it under the broiler to get the, you know, you gotta get the skin browned, and then I put it back into the slow cooker after it was browned. And y'all, it was, by the time I went to take it out to eat it, y'all, it literally, and this is no joke now, y'all, it was literally, oh dear, I gotta see, it was literally falling off the bone. So y'all, it didn't take much to get it off the bone. And so I've got some of that, and y'all, I bought some of the good Pepperidge Farm onion rolls, because y'all, that's just sort of a Hatville family tradition to have a turkey sandwich on an onion roll with Swiss cheese. Y'all, it is lovely. But I do not use the mayonnaise. No, Big Freddy, we know you hate that vulgar mayonnaise. But I didn't have the Swiss cheese. Y'all, I forgot to get the Swiss cheese, but I bought some cheddar and jalapeno. So, y'all, it was a touch of Mexican in there. But I'm sorry to tell you that I don't know what the penny coupon was. And y'all, I would think it'd be right here, but it's not, y'all. It is not here. So y'all, they had the good Nutter Butter Bites on sale. So I got some of those, and I got the dill pickle potato chips, and y'all, I got me a bag of the barbecue, the sweet barbecue flavored poke rinds, and y'all, who does not love a poke rind? And y'all, I spent $37.83, and y'all, I saved $13.48, so that's pretty good. That's about a third. Yes, Big Friday, that sounds lovely. And Saturday night, I went out for a couple of drinks at the and with Granny and Miss Porter. But y'all, I did not stay late. I was just, y'all, I was exhausted from resting all day long. It's exhausting to do that. And then Sunday, I just piddled around the house, and y'all, all I did was eat. And as opposed to those people that live out there in Walnut Hills, because y'all, this was a non Happy Pants weekend, and it's going to be non Happy Pants until the cows come home. And that was that. And then I watched a lot of the Spokes Ball, and y'all took several naps over the weekend. It was just lovely. And y'all, I don't get very many of those during the fall time. So oh dear, I gotta say, you know what? I've made plans to go out to dinner with the horror group on Saturday night. And y'all, I have announcing duties on Saturday evening. I'm gonna have to reschedule that. Dear gushy, Big Freddy, that's vulgar. But y'all, it just hit me. It just hit me, y'all. My this coming weekend is already too busy. Yes, but that was that. I'm just trying to think. If there was anything, y'all. There've been no gentleman callers here lately, and I know some of you think, oh, Big Friday, he's just not mentioning the gentleman callers. But y'all, there hadn't been any. There just hadn't been any. We are in the famine right now. But hopefully, you know, we're moving into the harvest. We're moving into the harvest, y'all. So hopefully it will become a feast of gentlemen callers here pretty soon. But, y'all, you just never know about these things. You just never know. Now, it seems to me like I had something else here that I wanted to talk to y'all about, but oh, y'all, I am extremely gassy today. And, y'all, it is because I did so much eating over the weekend that I felt like I needed to just really turn up the volume on the fibering. And so, y'all, you know, it's just been a super fiber weekend. There's fibering, there's over-fibering, and then there's super fibering. And, y'all, I was super fibering, and oh, dear Gussie, and y'all had to run to the toilet twice yesterday. Big Friday, we do not need to hear of your bowel explosions. Y'all, by the way, and that's what I was going to talk to you about. In the newspaper on Sunday, y'all, you can tell we're starting to move into the holidays because the Sunday paper's getting thicker. Y'all, it's just getting thicker. And I know most of you don't take the newspaper, but if you do, you'll notice that it's getting thicker, y'all, because they're putting all those circulars in there. You know, Miss West loves those circulars, but y'all, if there are two things that Miss West hates, it is a $5 loaf of bread, and the other thing he really and truly despises is
when entertaining guests, don't overdress the salad.
No, he hates that. Just hates it. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
Thank you.
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.